to another episode of Core Integrity. This time I am speaking with Charmaine Yap, who is head of rehearsals at Sydney Dance Company. She was a principal dancer with the company since 2011. So I actually have interviewed her before, about 4 or 5 years ago. So it was actually really meaningful for me to speak to her again, especially now as the crisis affects dancers globally. But this interview is actually really uplifting in regards to how Sydney Dance Company has transitioned some of their work digitally. So I hope that you enjoy our conversation, keeping in mind that it was recorded over an iPad, so bear with the not amazing sound quality. Tell me, I guess, what the timeline was for starting to shut down facilities at Sydney Dance Co, the full closure, and then how the online measures came into place?
Yeah, absolutely. So, so when did this happen? This sort of, we were actually going into the theatre about, was it 3 weeks ago? Let me get up my schedule so I can actually really tell you what was happening. Mm-hmm. We were supposed to be in the theatre about two weeks ago. So the beginning of the second week of March, mm-hmm. basically. And we were ready to perform. We weren't sure what was going on, and then all these restrictions came in about the events, and obviously it was a really disappointing thing, not allowing 500 people to see, every day it was a checking out and making adjustments as we go along. So it was really disappointing to hear that we couldn't perform. So, all this work that we'd done over the beginning of the year, it was really saddening to know that we didn't end up performing. We did still go into the theatre though, just before, so that we could actually put on the staging and the lighting, mm-hmm. Also just still taking this social distancing measures, but just before it had gotten so, before we'd kind of got more into more of a lockdown sort of time. But we did do that just because, you never know when the next... We were hoping, we'll perform this later in the year, and so this would help us also, progress that, so that there was that opportunity that eventually our audiences would be able to see the show.
And what was the show under production?
This was Impermanence, Raph's new work for the season, which was supposed to happen in March. Mm-hmm. Opening night was actually supposed to be on Monday the 16th. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, is it Monday 16th? No, sorry, Monday... 23rd, mm-hmm. we were going to have a preview, mm-hmm. on the Saturday beforehand. So this was for Impermanence. It was a triple bill for season one, which, mm-hmm. had Raph's new full-length work called Impermanence, which is, which is very fitting because it was all about, the impermanence of everything, how everything keeps passing and changing. Mm-hmm. And this was also alongside two other works. One was a William Forsythe work called Four N's, mm-hmm. Which we had got some repeteurs come and help us stage it. And then this was also alongside an old duet that Raph made when he was first starting out his choreographic career. Mm-hmm. So it was a really exciting triple bill. So we were preparing that, and then we got the announcement that unfortunately, we can't have gatherings of 500, so those events were all closed, mm-hmm. as a lot of events were closed over time. We still went into the theatre, which was good, but then we also had a little bit of a incident with just the coronavirus, mm-hmm. The possibility of one of our students having it, mm-hmm. so we all had to go into isolation, so then that got cancelled as well. So we've been probably in isolation. The company is kind of disbanded into a more online. We're still all functioning, mm-hmm. but everything has kind of been focused on.
With the online, can you just tell me what happens from whose idea was it to do the virtual classes? What date did they kick in? And were you already running any virtual classes before the COVID?
So, no, we weren't actually running any virtual classes before COVID. So the company always has public classes, which are available. That's been running for the past, since like the 80s, I think. So we've always had public classes. And, you know, this involves like hip hop, jazz, tap, contemporary, ballet, a lot of things. So we've always had a very strong, strong public class sector that way. So this kind of happened, I think it was in the last couple of weeks, the trying to move it onto online, because I guess that's the, we get quite a bit of, this is a lot of our revenue. So we decided to move it onto online. In the past, it was really like just everybody on board trying to get everything done.
Sorry, can I just butt in, and clarify, when you say this is a big part of our revenue, you mean the classes, period? Gotcha.
So we had the whole team, education team, everybody on board trying to get our classes, these public classes that we already had, online.
Just because I haven't seen the virtual classes, are they running by Zoom, and how are you finding that as a platform?
Yeah, it's run by Zoom, and it's been great. Actually, I've been teaching a few of the classes as well. Last Wednesday. And I've done a few classes which have been really interesting. You know, a bunch of things that are a little bit more tricky to deal with. You know, like everybody having to be muted, and then, you know, using sign language to kind of say, "Is everyone okay? Can everyone still hear me?" Or, you know, the technology is always like an extra element on top of it. So the first few classes, you know, we've been sort of ironing out any kinks with it, but it's been really successful, and we've actually had 300 first-timers, so people who've never taken an SDC, a Sydney Dance Company public class before, come join us. I think in our first week we had 2,000 attendees.
Wow.
Since we launched, yeah. And actually we've had more virtual dance class members than we've had physical dance class members.
Sorry, just because I'm going to be quoting this, can you give me some clarification around those numbers? So when you say there's been more, within what time frame?
We launched on the 25th, on Wednesday the 25th of March. Since then, we've noted since we've had 300. So usually we have a database of people who have come and joined the company, the studio classes. And since we've actually gone online with the virtual studio since the 25th of March, we've had almost 300 first-timers. So these are brand new people who have logged in, who have decided to take their first Sydney Dance Company public class.
Great.
And since that 25th of March, we've had almost 2,000 attendees. So these people have come to all these different classes that we've had, 2,000 of them. And the memberships that we've had previous to the virtual studio, we've actually had more members sign up. We've got more members now on the virtual dance studio membership than we had in the physical dance.
And so what would you put that down to?
I think maybe it's accessibility, you know, and those who are a bit more scared to take class, you know, you can actually take off your video, so you don't even have to, you know, people don't have to see you. So those who are maybe a little bit more shy or haven't, you know, would have wanted to do it, but, you know, going to that physical studio, going in amongst everybody might have been a little bit more intimidating maybe. And so, you know, this is the opportunity for people to do it in their own home where they're in the comfort, they're comfortable, everybody is online, but you have the opportunity to also maybe be, the first class I do, I might not be on video, and then you might get a bit more confident, and then you'll be a little bit more like, oh, okay, I can be part of this now, and I can put my video on, I can say something, you know. So I think it's about accessibility, for one. I think it's about the chance for people who are maybe a little bit less confident in taking a physical class.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, there's the current situation that we're all in at the moment where we're at home. So people need things to engage in and to the sense of a community. This is a space and a time for people to actually come in and do something like physical and healthy, you know, and then have a bit of fun for an hour, forget about the worries of the world, and then, you know, go back to doing what we're all doing at this moment. So I think it's a combination of a lot of different things. But
can I ask, apart from the virtual classes that you're doing for the public, can you tell me what your own home training regimen looks like at the moment? Have you ever had to be in a situation of training at home before, and how much of it is dictated by you? How much is dictated by the company?
So is this my own personal?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah, my personal. So I mean, I've been lucky previously that my job has been about being a full-time dancer. So, mm-hmm. you know, when I go to work, I do my physical activities.
Mm-hmm.
There have been times when you're on holiday, when I'm on holiday, that I've had to kind of keep up the fitness and keep that up. Mm-hmm. So I have had, like, my own sort of regimen. You know, I get on a bicycle, I do some Pilates, do mm-hmm. some yoga, I try mm-hmm. to get in a small space. Sometimes, yeah, I'm trying to do a ballet bar. Mm-hmm. So I've had that experience before, which has been, so this is kind of, it's been good, actually. It's been a bit of preparation for this idea of this virtual studio. Mm-hmm. And so as the company, the dancers as well, we've also got the company core, company dancers are actually also having their own set of virtual classes online so that we can all keep this community get together.
And could you just tell me those classes for the company, do you all join in on those? Are they streaming and are they at the same time every day?
Yeah, so at the moment what we've scheduled is every day it's 10 o'clock and 3 o'clock, and there are different classes. So we're ranging it from ballet, contemporary, to improvisation, to core and strength and conditioning classes. So this is that's a private one for the company so that we keep the company dancers as well as the pre-professional year students. So that's the Sydney Dance Company pre-professional
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
We keep them all together so that there's a sense of continuity for their day. It's not obligatory at the moment because some are on holidays,
mm-hmm.
but we have a sense that people just want to still stay connected in some way, form or other, and it gives them a sense of routine.
So just apart from the 10 a.m. and the 3 p.m. classes, how are the dancers staying connected as a community? Because this must be, I'm assuming, very different for a company that spends so much time together usually.
Yeah, absolutely. It is very different. So we've had to do a lot of brainstorming and a lot of discussion about it. So apart from these classes, we've also had a lot of the dancers get involved in teaching some of the public classes.
Mm-hmm.
So you have Victor and Jacopo and Chloe Leon who are teaching public classes, and then you've got other dancers who are also teaching these company classes. There also is a bit of what we call rep memory, so repertoire memory. So yesterday we had all of the 18 dancers come together online on a Zoom meeting, and we played the piece of music that was going to be for permanence, the mm-hmm. work that we were going to perform,
mm-hmm.
and we had everyone kind of in their own space going through the movement that they remembered, so that we're trying to keep up the repertoire, so for future it would be easier to perform. So it's about still engaging everyone together, but also keeping up this flow of work that we're trying.
And so is there a speculative date around when you might be performing again? Is that helping you mentally, or are you okay with the not knowing?
At the moment, look, I think it's hard to really pinpoint any date because nobody knows really what's going on, really. But I think what we're trying to do is just, we don't have a particular date, but trying to keep this sort of ongoing, knowing that sometime or other it will be performed. There is mm-hmm. no doubt that this will be performed. So knowing that already is in itself something that continues on. And all the hard work, what I found yesterday when leading this repertoire memory session is that everyone just, it was really beautiful moment, so that, and everyone really wanted to come together and to share, because they put in so much work over the 3 months that we were doing it, that it would be sad to lose it. So it was really in itself a kind of performance for everyone together online.
I love that. Thank you.
That's okay.
Can you just tell me personally how long you've been with the company and what it means to you to be part of Sydney Dance Co?
Yeah, absolutely. So I joined the company back in 2010. So it's about 10, this is my 11th year. Mm-hmm. So I was a dancer with the company up until last year, the very end of last year. So I joined RAF when he first started with Sydney Dance Company as the artistic director, and it's been really amazing. I've had such an incredible experience as a dancer, and the number of different experiences, the touring that I did, the working with regional communities, it's been amazing. And then just recently, over last 6 months actually, I decided to make a transition into a rehearsal director. So I'm the rehearsal associate of Sydney Dance Company. So this job was actually created, which was really lovely. The company decided, I was talking to Raf when I was saying to him, look, I wanted to try something different, because, you know, I've been with you 10 years and I love dancing still, and I'm not retiring full stop, but I just like to kind of explore a few different other things. So I've moved into this role of more teaching, more mentoring, more managing the dancers. So it's been an interesting experience, and I think it's kind of a lucky experience, because I know firsthand what it's like to be in the company as a dancer, how hard we work and what is required. So it's been a really great experience to kind of be on the other side and know how to what that involves and how I can help facilitate that and help encourage the best sort of environment possible.
And so could you just tell me, what does a typical dancer's schedule look like at Sydney Dance Co during the week? Like from the moment they get up to when they leave?
Okay. Well, before this isolation, what would happen generally, for me, I would have gone into work early. I wake up, go to work early, probably, about half an hour or an hour before 9:30, so it would be like 9 o'clock. Class starts at 9 o'clock. I would have warmed up, done a bit of Pilates in the gym that we have at Sydney Dance Company Studios. And at 9:30, we have a warm-up class, and this could either be a contemporary class or a ballet class or sometimes a yoga class, and that generally runs for an hour and 15, so that's 9:30 to 10:45.
Mm-hmm.
And then 15 minutes, we have a little bit of break, so you chomp down on a banana as quickly as you can, and then we come back at 11 o'clock to do rehearsals until... We rehearse from 11 to 6 every day, Monday to Friday. There's an hour lunch break in there and another 15-minute break in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And that rehearsal period can depend on what's in the schedule. So, previously before this situation, we were rehearsing for the upcoming season. So we would be making material, creating the material for the new work. We'd be rehearsing, like practicing sections, making sure they're clean and as precise as we can. We would also be sometimes working on remembering other works. So it might not only be just one work. We could also be doing like 2-3 different works. So,
but ultimately, pretty much from the moment you get there till 6 o'clock in the evening, you're highly physical and you're all together.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mentally, how do you cope with the extreme challenge of that, and have any of the dancers reported back to you that they're struggling with that?
Yeah, I mean, mentally it's a very big change. I have had dancers, I've been kind of trying to catch up with the dancers every day, so online, with these classes. So, and I have, people have been dealing with it in different ways, and some have been a bit like, oh, struggling with just being indoors, or struggling with just kind of not feeling like they are connecting, or struggling with that the sense of not having enough to do. So I've been trying to, we've been trying to help facilitate that. So with things like, not knowing not having anything to do, we've been making sure that we've brainstormed together, okay, what can you do? Where can we, maybe are you interested in doing a bit of marketing so we can get you on the marketing team or the mm-hmm. social media team or, mm-hmm. you know, or teaching? Can you plan a class that you can teach for the company? Mm-hmm. So giving sort of other duties, which would not necessarily going to be the case when you were in the studios, mm-hmm. Giving the potential for dancers to explore their own sort of other, other abilities, which is great.
So to some extent, people would have opportunities now with the company to diversify a little bit that perhaps they wouldn't have in normal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And so that's happening a lot around within the company as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, a lot of our team members are moving across different sections so that we can all help, keep this company running. So, mm-hmm. And every day we are trying to, that's why we have these company classes, that's why we have these public classes, because, you know, at the moment connection is a hard thing. You know, we might have people who are living alone in their own apartment, you know, so this is, I think it's an important thing to kind of connect on this level and then also connect on this sort of very, you know, on a healthy, fun level.
Yeah.
Yeah.